Hello everyone, Neil Battaglia, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today I speak to Umesh Soni. He's the founder of Cowpathy. It's a Mumbai-based company that makes consumer products based on the cow. It uses ingredients such as dung and urine. So in this podcast, we talk about how he got started, what products they actually sell. Umesh talks about scaling the business and what will this business look like in 10 years' time. And much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Umesh. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Please tell the listeners what you're doing, please.
Neil, what we are doing is we are working with some Ayurvedic ingredients which are not spoken about in Ayurveda very openly. This is called cow dung, cow urine of indigenous cows.
Okay.
So we are working with these two ingredients, basically, along with three other ingredients which comes out from the milk, that is yogurt and clarified butter, ghee. Mm-hmm. And using all these things, we are making some personal care products like soap, shampoo, hair oil, toothpaste, hand sanitizers, and other personal care products.
Excellent. Sounds amazing. Where did you get the idea from?
There's one of a senior mentor we have in our community. So he was curious about if we can make some wonderful soaps from cow dung. Mm-hmm. And in 2012, we did it. We gave him a sample and he said, why don't we market it? Mm-hmm. So from there, we got the idea. We had a market in India where people were keen to buy such cow dung soaps. Mm-hmm. And our customer kept on demanding other products. And that's how we are now having a range of more than 75 products which are made from this ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What about the smell then?
Yeah, this is always a concern about everyone. Mm-hmm. That cow dung and cow urine has some particular odor, mm-hmm. which is, you know, it repels normal use of it. So what we do is we are masking this odor in three stages. Mm-hmm. Initially, when we procure it, we make sure the cows are fed certain type of diet or basically, if they are forest grazing, it is best. Forest grazing cows normally don't give out the cow dung and cow urine which smells, which has this off odor. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, we are processing cow dung and cow urine to remove the bacteria and the odor. This is the second stage. And the third stage, we try to mask them with essential oils.
Mm-hmm. Who is this product for? Who are you targeting?
The target customer is an open market. Basically, this is Ayurvedic health product. So this is not a particular class of people who can use it. But this is open for everybody. And we have a wonderful range where economic range is, again, for masses. And there are premium products for classes. Mm-hmm. And everybody who is health conscious, who is wellness conscious, can buy this product and get the benefit.
Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of using these products then?
Okay. We have come up with so many testimonies where people are claiming they have been cured for their eczema, which is a common skin disease. We have people of testimony telling that they have their hair growth happening. The bald head is sprouting some good hair. Mm-hmm. Then prickly heat, other skin, normal infections. Even the people have told us that their moles, the viral moles, have gone off. These are some of the few things which is happening. Apart from that, definitely it prevents many skin diseases from happening. Mm-hmm.
What were the early days like? You said you were doing this in 2012. How long did it take you to get some customers?
To 2012, we launched it. Before that, we did a research for around 8 to 9 months before launching it. And that was when we had all test reports and all FDA thing done. And the product was, I think it was by November, we launched it in 2012. Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you, you know, to get customers and make revenue?
Customers, we had an immediate customers coming in because, as I told you, before launching this product, this was already people. I mean, in India, this cow dung was already getting used. Mm-hmm. It was only bridging which was required, wherein people can use cow dung at the same time they do not get the odor of it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did, and we got immediate customers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So can you remember like a specific breakthrough moment that you know this was going to work? Was there a specific time?
Yeah, when we launched it, it was just 4,000 pieces of cow dung soaps.
Yeah.
It was 7 variants, but when we launched it, it was hardly 3 months old, and we exhausted all our soaps.
Okay.
So it started demanding, I mean, customers demanding more, mm-hmm. started demanding more, and immediately we had to come up with 10 variants.
Excellent.
So that's how I thought that, yes, this is going to work. And we have the customers who started demanding different products.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like it.
Yeah, what are you working on right now then? You said you got like 70 products. Anything interesting?
Yeah, in 70 products. Do you want me to tell you about those 70 products or something new which is happening?
Both, if you can.
Both? Okay.
Yeah.
If you talk about the existing product range, we have something called toothpaste, which is made from cow dung ash. Here we use cow dung ash as an abrasive. We are not using SLS, which is not, for foaming. We don't use glycerin. We don't use CMC. These are the chemicals which are found in normal toothpaste. So we have come up with a complete natural toothpaste, which is up to, which is as per the organic standard.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the very interesting products moving in the market. We have patents for a few products like cow dung soap.
Uh-huh.
So this cow dung soap, we have patent. We have 10 variants. It smells like spa soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have 5-layer panchgavya soap. If you see the soap, you will find all the 5 things which comes out from the cow, namely cow dung,
mm-hmm.
cow urine, milk, curd, yogurt, and clarified butter, that is ghee.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find all these 5 layers in a soap. This is very interesting, and the people get very attracted to the soap, and this is the first product people will, you know, buy.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from this, the new thing that we are launching is we are launching cow dung talc. This cow dung talc is made from cow dung ash.
Mm-hmm.
This cow dung ash is again processed to find the nanoparticles of cow dung ash, which is used in talcum powder. Apart from this, we are launching under eye gel, which mm-hmm. has a result within 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the products, interesting products.
Well, what's your favorite product?
My favorite product is, of course, all of them are my favorite, but most favorite is my panchgavya soap, the 5-layer panchgavya soap and the cow dung soap.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, every morning I need toothpaste. So this is what I need every day.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the biggest challenge is facing you right now then?
Yeah, biggest challenge is little awareness.
Mm.
Because people are assuming the product without using it.
Mm.
So that is a little a worrisome thing. Because if someone uses it and then give the feedback, then definitely they will understand which standard we are following to make this product.
Mm-hmm.
So at present, awareness is something which is required.
What excites you most about this company?
Every day I have some adventure. Every day there is something which we can make from cow dung and cow urine. And cowpathy gives me a platform
mm-hmm.
to come out with my creativity and come out with some products which will be really health beneficial at the same time. Origin from cow dung and cow urine.
We have listeners outside India who may not know the importance of the cow. If you could briefly explain that, please.
Yeah, according to the Vedic scriptures, the scriptures which are ancient Indian scriptures, according to that, there are certain things which are like not pure. Like I will say it is a bone,
mm-hmm.
some hair, anybody's hair, or a stool of someone. It is not considered as pure. But the conch shell, which is a bone, it is considered as pure and used in worship of Lord. The hair of a yak tail is considered pure. At the same time, the dung of cow is considered pure because cow is a residence of all the demigods.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most worshipable living being.
Mm-hmm.
Even Quran talks about cow as the leader of 4-legged animals. So this cow is not just because it is mentioned in Veda, it is considered as a celestial being, but this is the living being which converts normal grass into milk and nourishes the entire humankind. So definitely it has wonderful values in scriptures. At the same time, when we talk about the medicinal values coming out from the cow, the dung The urine, it is highly medicinal. There are so many patents from even US which claims that cow dung, cow urine is used for curing cancer.
Mm-hmm. Stupid question. Does it matter what type of cow the dung comes from?
Yeah. We are particularly working on the cow dung and the cow urine of indigenous cows. Mm-hmm. Now, when I talk about indigenous cows, these are the breeds which has hump. How you can recognize is they have a prominent hump on their body. They have a skin coming out from the neck, that is the loose neck skin. So this cows, why it is used, this cows, the dung from these cows are considered as more medicinal. Mm-hmm. You may be aware about the A2 and A1 type milk. Mm-hmm. So A2 milk comes from this indigenous breeds of cows. That's why it is more, health benefit is there. It is more medicinal. That's why we are only working with the dung and the urine of indigenous cows. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we are not ruling out the desi, other cows like Jersey and holistic breed. We are working on some stationary product which we'll be making from this cows, because we don't want any cow to go to the slaughterhouse.
How do you plan to scale this business?
We have normally what we do is we have a production happening once in a 3 months at present. Mm-hmm. And in 3 months, we make sure that we have a sufficient stocks for next 4 months or 5 months. And gradually we understand that there is a demand. So one by one, either if the demand is immediate, we go for production, or we plan it for the next session.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your background?
I have done my master's in microbiology, mm-hmm. Done my MBA in international business. And then I was running a small export business before entering this project. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. What did you learn from your first business?
I learned, basically the first business was my preparation for this entire venture. Mm-hmm. Because that was a time when we were learning, I was dealing in the products which was cosmetics and soaps and other things. Mm-hmm. So I learned the basics of the cosmetics from that previous business, mm-hmm. which is still on. I mean, we are still exporting non-cow products also.
Mm-hmm. What kind of qualities should entrepreneurs have?
Qualities an entrepreneur should have is never to lose hope, because an entrepreneur is one who comes out with an idea which he wants to share to the world. Mm-hmm. So he should not be dejected by any negative feedback. All the feedbacks are a feedback which is like a stepping stone. So just try to use those criticism or whatever the comments comes, mm-hmm. and go ahead. And definitely there is a world which is waiting for such new ideas and the efforts of new entrepreneurs, because they are the one who are streaming against the flow. Mm-hmm. So they should continue doing it, mm-hmm. irrespective of what may happen.
Mm-hmm. So in like 10 years time, what would this company look like in your opinion?
So in next 10 years, definitely we'll be having more than 500 products. Mm-hmm. And the people will be in all streams. They'll be using it and they'll be getting benefits of it. So Cowpathy will have name. Cowpathy's products will be available in most of the cities of this world.
Mm-hmm. Away from the business, what are your hobbies and interests?
So I am more keen on doing research of certain products, mm-hmm. such as new things. I listen to some good music, mm-hmm. and I love to read Bhagavad Gita. I love to read scriptures. So this is all helping, benefiting.
Excellent. Okay. Last question then. For people who want more information on Cowpathy, what must they do?
Yeah, if you want to know more about Cowpathy and what we are doing, you can always visit us at cowpathycare.com. We are present on Facebook as Cowpathy Care. You can WhatsApp us on our number, which is present on the site, mm-hmm. cowpathycare.com. You will find our contact details. So please write to us, give us your blessings, inspire us, and do use our products.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Actually, one last question. What's like the hardest part about building this business? Is it coming up with the products or recruitment or sales?
Yeah, initially this was difficult the sales was really difficult because this was something new. And this, I think, everyone faces when something new comes to the market. People are used to the old thing, and they are, I mean, not interested, or they are more like cautious of what will happen to the product, whether it will sell or not. So yes, marketing was the difficult challenge, but the last 5 years, what we have done is we've got wonderful support of distribution channels in India, and we are exporting to more than 13 countries worldwide. Mm-hmm. So now things are slowly moving in a good pace.
Yeah, things are going well. So you said that you started in 2012. A lot of businesses have failed, but you're still going. Why do you think that is?
This is happening because what we have is something unique. So I think when we present something unique to people, people are curious to use it. So initially, there are two things which is happening to our products. People are aware about the benefits of cow products, and if they are not aware about the benefits, they are curious to use it. That's when they use it for the first time, and then when they see that the quality and the standard is way beyond the normal personal care products, that's when we hook them, and then we have most of them as a loyal customer and continuously buying our products.
Excellent. Umesh, thank you for coming on the show today.
My pleasure, Neil. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks to Umesh for coming on the show today. Thank you for listening and subscribing. If you like the show, please leave a comment in iTunes. Thank you for supporting the podcast. I should be back next week. If you want to come on the show, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupsH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupsShow. We'd love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.